You're listening to SBS News.
In the remote South Australian town of Hawker, a decision 2.5 years in the making looms on the horizon. The town is 40 kilometres from one of three sites still in the running to become home to Australia's low and intermediate level nuclear waste. Flinders Ranges Council Mayor Peter Slattery says the community remains split over the issue.
Oh, certainly it's been a pretty difficult time for us and for our community. Life would have been a lot simpler if someone else was involved in this.
The other two sites are near Kimba on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula. A postal ballot to gauge support in those communities was set to begin today. But it has been postponed after traditional owners from the Bungala Nation, which covers part of the peninsula, launched an injunction in the South Australian Supreme Court. The ballot was to be open only to those within a 50-kilometre radius of the proposed waste sites. But lawyers for the Bungala Determination Aboriginal Corporation told a court hearing last week native title holders for the Kimber region should also be allowed to vote. The chief executive of the Anjumutna Traditional Lands Association, Vince Coulthart, says it's a similar story in Hawker.
I mean, most Anjumutna people, the traditional owners of this land, don't live in that 50-kilometre radius. And so we'll miss out making a decision on something that's going to be put in our country and be here for a long, long time.
He says he wants traditional owners of the Flinders Ranges region who do not necessarily live near Hawker included in the postal ballot.
They may live in those areas, but they have a close affiliation with the country. They come back on a regular basis. So therefore they should be in a position to vote, participate in a voting process that's going to affect their country for many thousands of years to come.
In both Hawker and Kimber, views are mixed, with those who fear environmental or safety risks at odds with supporters. John Hennessy owns Hawker Caravan Park. He says the economic impact of the project on the town, which would be accompanied by a $20 million community fund, is hard to ignore.
Well, the economic benefits are enormous. We've got $200 million of building investment that's coming to town, and the benefit of that in a little town like Hawker is really quite phenomenal.
Retiree Denise Carpenter says she agrees.
Support the project because I can see the benefits of it being in Hawker. I can see how great it will be for the town.
Vince Coulthart says the site near Hawker is close to an important cultural site for Anjumutna women. He's not yet sure if he'll be allowed to vote, but he says if allowed, he'll be voting no.
And I don't think we have that right. I don't believe that we, the people of today, have got a right to deny our generations come the right to enjoy this country.
The Department of Industry, Innovation and Science says through a spokesperson it will continue to work to ensure the views of the community, including traditional owners, are heard, and a decision on the site is made this year. The matter will return to the Supreme Court of South Australia later this week, and the postal ballot will be delayed at least until then. In Hawker, Mayor Peter Slattery says despite many discussions on the issue over the past 2.5 years, he's unsure how the vote will result.
We've got a fairly clear idea of what the community attitudes are, but exactly where the percentages are. There's a lot of people who are holding their cards pretty close to the chest because it's a fairly vitriolic and emotive issue to be discussing in the community.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.